We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. You know, yesterday, in addition to being my son's 20th birthday, was our dog's gotcha day.
Which oh!
I never heard
who
of
who had the bigger party?
That's a big day for people.
I didn't know. I never heard of that term.
Of course you haven't.
I don't know anything about this.
It's enormous.
On my son.
Who saved who? Who rescued who?
Oh, she rescued us, obviously. That's what you have to say.
Yeah, you have to say that.
You know, we thought we were rescuing her, but really,
she rescued you. You have to say that.
And in addition, we didn't rescue anything. We paid a pretty penny for her.
Oh, right.
But not as pretty.
Waited for her to be 3 years old. A boutique animal.
Discounted price.
Correct. Once they given their litter all their puppies, we get the discounted price. And that dog has become a major member of our family. Mm. Believe me. Yesterday, I mean, my son's birthday was an afterthought. Everybody that came through the door was like, it's gotcha day.
Yeah.
And they were all hugging. And she was festooned with a big, you know, collar and everything.
That animal. What that animal goes through. Apparently willingly. I've seen it.
Oh, I know. I mean, she was earlier this week for St. Patrick's Day. You saw the Super Bowl festooning.
I did see the Super Bowl.
Yesterday was her gotcha day collar that's flared out. You know, she looks like a lion's mane.
Uh-huh.
On the day my son turned 11, he had had a sleepover the night before with all his friends, and they stayed up all night. So he was asleep like 6 a.m., and I drove 250
cross state lines,
got the dog, drove back just as he was waking up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was his present as well as a present to the entire family. So gotcha day is also his birthday.
Really, the animal belongs to one person.
Well, my wife.
Oh, without a doubt.
She has really become... Although now, for whatever reason, I think because I'm giving the dog an egg on Saturday and Sunday mornings, the dog has started to cuddle up to me more.
Yeah.
And in fact, the dog goes to my stink bucket and gets out my dirty, sweaty clothes and drags them across the floor when I'm not there, much to my wife's chagrin.
Oh.
Yeah.
She hates that.
It's a sign of affection for you.
Yeah, and I see like...
The maker of the stink.
Yeah, and all the stink underwear and shorts and everything are like littering the hallway when I get home. I'm just... And nobody will touch it but me, of course.
Yeah, people don't like to admit that dogs are still animals, and you start feeding them, their loyalties will change.
She's sure come over to me since I started giving her eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Scrambled she knows. She's like, oh, yeah, hey, man. Mm-hmm. You're not so bad after all. You ignored me all those years, but you wouldn't give me some eggs.
I'll come over here. Mm-hmm. Get a little.
Yeah, people don't want to admit dogs are easily bought.
They are. That's a real member of the Kelly family there. Easily bought. Cats, not as much.
No, you got to earn it with a cat. That's people always say that.
You know this.
That's a fact.
So Chris Tim says his cat has
one of them has begun, of the four damn cats, started urinating outside the litter box. Well, you can't have that.
No.
Now, he's neutered,
yeah,
so it doesn't stink, but it's still an unpleasant situation.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have tried certain over-the-counter CBD. We tried CBD oil.
Oh, you did?
Food. Yeah.
Yeah.
It mellows him out a little bit,
yeah,
but we're still seeing the behaviors.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you this?
Yes, big.
Is the cat getting older?
Well, I mean, they're all about 8 years old.
Okay. My sister is dealing with the same thing with her cat. And the vet actually told it could be arthritis bothering it.
Oh, really? So it won't get into the litter box?
It won't. It's finding it hard to get in and out of the litter box.
Like the hips hurt?
Yes. So instead, the cat has been going outside the litter box. So he said, you know, get a lower litter box, change the routine.
So your cat is not aged 8 years old.
Doesn't appear to have any movement issues that I can see. I mean, he still likes to run up and down the hall, etc.
Yeah.
And so our vet prescribed a drug. And I guess it's supposed to, maybe it's like your Zoloft, Kelly, to kind of, you know, mellow you out.
Mood altering.
More mood altering and heavier than a CBD oil would be.
Right.
And so we have to get it at our pharmacy. And, the vet called it in. Mm-hmm. And I go to pick it up. And the vet goes, and what is the birth date of the patient? And I said, it's a cat.
Well,
you know, it was born under my sister-in-law's house.
Yeah.
No one really knows.
Yeah, along with many others. We're not really sure of the accurate.
I mean, it was a street cat. We rescued it. Mm-hmm. But who rescued whom?
Right. He really rescued you until he started.
I guess in the cold world of the pharmacist,
yes,
they're thinking, hey, man, this guy just made up this cat story.
Oh, wanting the Zoloft.
To get Zoloft.
Yeah.
And I'm going to either pop it myself or sell it.
Oh, that's why. That's why they're
asking. That's why, because it's a controlled substance.
Our dog's birthday is December 16th. We got a birth certificate with her, and she was born December 16th, 2011. And I've had to commit that to memory because 1 year I forgot.
You better put it in your phone.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you need to set an alarm.
One time, you know, like on December 10th, either my daughter or my wife said, "Who's got a birthday next week?" And I was like, "I don't know, Claire."
Meemaw? I don't know.
You know what? I'm not tired of this game. Just tell me.
Uncle Larry, help me.
Yeah, that's a game I never know. I don't know. Who are you talking about? They really go overboard celebrating. By the way, third year in a row, the French Bulldog is the number one dog in America.
People love those
things.
Yes,
stolen, kidnapped, all the time.
Yep, they'll shoot your dog walking for them. Yeah. French Bulldog is number one. Now, the Labrador Retriever had been number one on that list for 31 consecutive years. Until 3 years ago when the French Bulldog took over. And now it's 3 years in a row. And Lab moved to number two and stays there.
I think they'll ever return, or do we like smaller animals?
I think they'll return. I think it's a tried and true. I mean, 31 years in a row, you give up that title, you fight to get it back.
Yeah, but people love these, you know, combining, you know, breeds now that don't shed and all this. I don't think it'll ever go back to one.
But French Bulldog is not that. That is a...
Yeah, but it's hot right now.
The only one... In fact, there are none of those combined dogs on the list.
No Pookie Poos and Beepie Poos?
We have a Peeky Poo, so please, say it with respect.
Take my dog's name
out your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Cockapoo, but I'm so embarrassed by that. When anybody asked me, I always just say Cocker Spaniel. If they don't know. Yeah. Like somebody said, "Do you have a dog?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "What kind of dog?" I said, "Cocker Spaniel."
Yeah.
You've got some poodle in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor poodle's been sex trafficked.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it's used for everything.
One time in front of my wife, someone said, "What kind of dog do y'all have?" And I said, "Cocker Spaniel." Up. We have a Cockapoo. And she was
Don't make me say Cockapoo.
I just cannot say that. I just refuse.
Well, I don't say this very much, but I respect that about you.
I just say Cocker Spaniel.
At least it's not like a Doodle Poo or something.
Similar, though. Doodly Pee.
A dingly dog.
Diggly Poo. Diddly Poo. French Bulldog, Labrador Retriever, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, your top four. Poodle is fifth.
Shepherd is that high up?
Shepherd's four.
Over Pit Bull?
Pit Bull's not.
Those are everywhere.
Pit Bull is not in the top 10. Rottweiler is number eight.
Okay.
A little bit of jockeying around. This is basically the list every year. Dachshund is number six after Poodle. Then Beagles, Rottweilers, regular Bulldogs, not the French. And the German Shorthaired Pointer is at number 10. Mm-hmm. That is new to the list this year. It is in the top 10.
I don't see a lot of German Shepherds.
I don't either.
Kind of high.
I always loved the German Shepherd, though.
That was scared me.
Me too. It's a beautiful animal.
Yeah.
It scared me. We had one live down the street, Hans, and I was scared to death of him.
Yeah, we had one called Blitz in our neighborhood.
I mean, they are always...
Yeah, they're always ready.
They frightened me. When I was a kid, they really scared me. But they seem to be really good dogs. Well,
part of the reason I got my dog at the time, she was shepherd colored, and I thought, oh, she's part shepherd. Well, she never got very big.
Mm-hmm.
But she still has that coloring, and I always thought they were cool looking dogs.
They are pretty cool looking.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah. I agree. They are beautiful dogs. I've never had one. Hans... Scared me to death. And they would give it like German commands, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, the whole family down the street was really had me on edge.